Good morning, Class 9. I want you all to put your hands up if you sometimes wish you didn't have to come to school. I see a few hands. Well, today we are going to read a fascinating science fiction story by the famous writer Isaac Asimov called The Fun They Had. This story is set far in the future, in the year 2157, and it makes us appreciate the very classrooms we are sitting in right now. As your textbook notes, this story takes us to the world of the future where computers will play a major role. The story focuses on two children, Margie, who is 11 years old, and Tommy, who is 13 years old. Let's first understand what their school life looks like in the year 2157. Number 1. Virtual classroom. Their schools are not huge buildings like ours. Their learning happens through computer software or the internet in a virtual classroom. In Margie's case, her schoolroom is located right next to her bedroom. Number 2. The mechanical teacher. Their teacher is a machine, a robotic teacher. Margie's teacher is described as large and black and ugly with a big screen. This teacher shows the lessons and asks questions. Number 3. Learning in isolation. Margie studies alone. Her teacher is always on at the same time every day except Saturday and Sunday, because her mother believes little girls learn better if they learn at regular hours. She doesn't have human classmates sitting next to her. Number 4. Homework system. The part Margie hates most about this teacher is the slot where she has to put her homework and test papers. She has to write them out in a punch code that she learnt when she was only 6 years old. Now look into the shocking discovery of the real book. One day, Tommy, who is slightly older, makes an amazing discovery. He finds a real book. Where was it? He found it in his house in the attic, a space just below the roof used as a storeroom. How old was it? It was so old that Margie's grandfather once said that his grandfather was told that there was a time when all stories were printed on paper. The pages. The pages were yellow and crinkly, with many folds or lines. The big difference. What they found awfully funny was that the words stood still on the page instead of moving the way they were supposed to on a screen. Now Tommy's reaction. Tommy thinks the physical book is a waste. He says that once you are through with the book, you just throw it away. He argues that their television screen must have had a million books on it and is good for plenty more. Now let me talk about Margie's hatred and the inspector. Margie initially shows scorn, which means showing contempt, thinking something is worthless, for the book because it's about school. The problem. Margie had been performing worse and worse because her mechanical teacher had been giving her test after test in geography. The intervention. Margie's mother was worried and sent for the county inspector. This man was a round little man with a red face and a box full of tools. Margie's secret hope. Margie hated school so much, she hoped the inspector wouldn't know how to put the mechanical teacher together again. She knew this had happened once to Tommy's teacher when the history sector had blanked out completely. The solution. The inspector found that the problem wasn't Margie. It was the machine. He told Mrs. Jones that the geography sector was geared a little too quick, which means adjusted to a difficult level. He slowed it up to an average 10-year level and confirmed Margie's progress was quite satisfactory. Now let me discuss how school in the past was fun. As Margie reads the old book, she starts to realize what she is missing. Tommy explains how the old schools worked. Number 1. Human teachers. The old schools had a teacher, but it wasn't a regular teacher. It was a man. Margie found this hard to believe, saying, "A man isn't smart enough." Tommy insists a man knows almost as much as his mechanical teacher. Number 2. The school building. The teachers didn't live in the house. Instead, they had a special building and all the kids went there. Number 3. Shared learning. Crucially, all the kids learned the same thing if they were the same age. This is the point where Margie stops hating school and starts feeling curious. What was the fun they had? As the mechanical teacher flashes an arithmetic lesson, Margie sighs. She is not thinking about proper fractions.
she's thinking about the old schools. She realizes the fun was in the shared experience. Number one, community. All the kids from the whole neighborhood came. Number two, interaction. They were laughing and shouting in the schoolyard and sitting together in the schoolroom. Number three, support. They learned the same things so they could help one another with the homework and talk about it. Number four, human connection. And most importantly, the teachers were people. Margi realizes that her solitary learning, even though customized by a machine, lacked the joy and community that made the old school special. She was thinking about the fun they had. The fun they had is an important story because it teaches us to value our current system on the basis of certain lessons. Number one, the social side of learning. The story emphasizes that the best part of school is the community, the laughter, the friendships, the chance to help one another. Learning is better when it is shared. Number two, appreciate your teachers and classmates. You have human teachers who can adjust their lesson not just mechanically but through understanding you. You have classmates to talk to and disagree with. Don't take that human interaction for granted. Number three, technology is a tool, not a replacement. Computers are great. We use them every day. But the story subtly warns that if learning becomes too isolated and mechanical, it loses its soul. The human element is irreplaceable. Now, I'm sure you are ready for three quick questions to test your understanding of this futuristic tale. Question number one. What is the specific date of Margi's diary entry which tells us when this story is set? The answer is, the diary entry is dated 17th May 2157. Number two. What did Margi hate most about her mechanical teacher besides the fact that it was big and ugly? The answer is, she hated the slot where she had to put her homework and test papers, which she had to write in a punch code, which she learned when she was only 6 years old. Number three, what was the one crucial difference Tommy mentioned about the old teachers compared to their mechanical teachers? The answer is, the old teacher was a man, a human being, not a machine, and they taught in a special building where all the kids went. Remember, dear, the next time you are complaining about homework, remember Margi and be thankful for the fun you have with your friends right here. Thank you for listening.